Could microbes actually be encoded with interstellar messages from some distant race of extraterrestrials? Given that we are now capable of sequencing the entire human genome, it's not so far-fetched to think that a more advanced alien race could have easily done this in the past. Such microbes might be the perfect media for an interstellar Encyclopedia Galactica. An individual bacterium typically ranges in size between 1 and 10 millionths of a meter. Its DNA can be filled with information without compromising its functioning, and it can survive in space. 1 gram of bacteria can be encoded with some 900 terabytes of data, or enough to fill about 2,200,000,000-page books. If an alien civilization were to send an extensive library of encoded DNA in an interstellar message, they could basically provide us with an encyclopedia of everything they know. But how could such tiny microbes naturally overcome their star's gravity? They could through a strongly magnetized bacterial colony that might be able to act as a miniature magnetic sail. Theoretically, it could catch a 500 kilometer per second solar wind. Also, if the colony were shot out of the planet's gravity and released into a near-planet space, it would be blown out of the star system at approximately planet speed around the star. Supposing 30 kilometers per second, it would travel a light year every 10,000 years and be able to reach nearby stars in less than 50,000 years. Some wouldn't have an easy time of it. Some others, in a sterile environment without other organisms around, would multiply and thrive. Instead of killing them, cosmic radiation may also help them to mutate. In 2021, 3 bacteria species previously unknown to science were discovered on board the International Space Station. Life appeared on Earth 3.8 billion years ago, just immediately after the end of the heavy asteroidal and cometary bombardment phase. There is no evidence of pre-bacteria in Earth's fossil record. It's highly probable that bacteria life must have arrived here from interstellar space. As for the civilization that sent the DNA message, they could be very ancient and maybe even long gone, or evolved to such an advanced state that we cannot even comprehend. The Kardashev scale is a method of measuring a civilization's level of technological advancement based on the amount of energy it is able to use. Extensions in wider power levels were later proposed, but these are the originals. A Type 1 civilization is able to access all the energy available on its planet and store it for consumption. A Type 2 civilization can directly capture the energy of a star. A Type 3 civilization is able to capture all the energy emitted by its galaxy. At the current time, humanity has not yet reached Type 1 civilization status. Physicist and futurist Michio Kaku suggested that humanity may attain Type 1 status in 100 to 200 years, Type 2 status in a few thousand years, and Type 3 status in 100,000 to a million years. However, the transition from Type 0 to Type 1 might carry a strong risk of self-destruction. Excessive use of energy without a responsible inner evolution could make the planet unsuitable for humans. Sir Bernard Lovell was one of the world's leading radio astronomers. He has calculated that even allowing for a margin of error of 5,000%, there must be in our galaxy about 100 million stars which have planets of the right chemistry, dimensions, and temperature to support organic evolution. The Milky Way is but one of all the galaxies in the observable universe. In 2012, the Hubble Extreme Deep Field revealed 5,500 galaxies over an area that took up just 1/32 millionth of the sky. But in July 2022, James Webb Space Telescope took the deepest image ever taken. Scientists estimate that there are more than 10 times as many galaxies out there than the Hubble, even at its limits, is capable of seeing. All told, there are some 2 trillion galaxies within the observable universe. The number of stars that could support some form of life is astronomical. Dr. Frank Drake, an astrophysicist who worked with Carl Sagan, he developed the Drake equation, which attempts to quantify the number of intelligent life forms that could potentially be discovered in the Milky Way. Based on his equation, that number could reach at best 15,600,000. But what about the other 2 trillion galaxies? The nearest neighbor to our solar system is Alpha Centauri, only 4.3 light years away, but its planetary system is probably too young for the emergence of life. This does not exclude that other advanced civilizations may have landed there. Invisible to the naked eye, Sirius B was first observed in 1862. But already known long ago by the African Dogon tribe, who preserve a tradition of contact with intelligent extraterrestrial beings from the Sirius star system. 2 other heavenly friends, Epsilon Eridani and Tau Ceti, about 11 light years away, are further contenders for harboring life. In terms of technological advancement, even a 50-year gap would be tremendous. A 500-year gap staggers the imagination, and as for a 5,000-year gap or more, they would be a Type 2 civilization being capable of using and channeling the entire radiation output of a star. With a gap of hundreds of thousands or millions of years, they would reach Type 3 civilization, having access to power comparable to the luminosity of the entire Milky Way galaxy. While the idea of a massive contact with a more advanced civilization might seem acceptable or even exciting to many, the consequences could be potentially devastating without proper human evolution. Human species such as it is today would most likely be adversely affected by self-destruction as a result of some discovery which may have unpredictable consequences, genetic danger with uncontrollable and lasting side effects, overproduction of information, which can lead to excessive specialization, restricted capacity of the individual's brain with consequent dangers of degeneration, a crisis precipitated by the singularity of artificial intelligent beings. In a hypothetical communication, aliens are likely to receive unwitting glances from us just as we, when explaining a mathematical formula to an animal, receive only a bewildered glance. An intelligence higher than ours could become friendly or hostile for various reasons. Good or bad, these reasons could lead it to be reticent to show itself. Friendly aliens may wish to preserve the free will and natural evolution of humans. Hostile aliens could hide to exploit humanity without being singled out. Regarding aliens, the mainstream has a tendency of inappropriately exploiting sentences of famous scientists. For example, regarding the so-called Fermi paradox, it's neither Fermi's nor a paradox, because it misrepresents Fermi's views, which were skeptical about interstellar travel, but not about the possible existence of extraterrestrials. Its central idea, they are not here, therefore they do not exist, must be attributed to astrophysicist Michael Hart and mathematical physicist Frank Tipler. As for a system that can allow interstellar travel, things have changed a lot since the time of Fermi and will change exponentially in the future. Our challenge is, how aliens could have crossed interstellar distances in acceptable times? What kind of technology could they have used while we even struggle to get to Mars? Chemical rockets were the powerhouses of our space age, but after 90 years of development, further engine refinements aren't expected to lead to major improvements in terms of thrust. Electrothermal engines are efficient, but the thrust they generate is extremely low, meaning their only likely use will be to orient satellites in orbit. Ion engine is a very slow thruster to pick up speed, but over a long-range mission, it can deliver 10 times as much thrust per kilogram of fuel as a chemical rocket. A spacecraft with a large enough sail could eventually reach incredible speeds without carrying any fuel. But as a solar sail moves away from the sun, sunlight becomes feebler and the available thrust decreases. A variation would be firing a massive laser to fill the sail to power it. They are two limited technologies to cover interstellar distances in acceptable times. Plasma propulsion engines are like high-octane versions of the ion drive. Instead of a non-reactive fuel, magnetic currents and electrical potentials accelerate ions in plasma to generate thrust. It's an idea half a century old, but has not yet made it to space. In thermal fission, a conventional fission reactor could heat a propellant to extremely high temperatures to generate thrust. Fusion-powered rockets effectively try to recreate the power of the sun by superheating fuel to hundreds of millions of degrees until the atomic nuclei fuse and generate even more energy. A fusion rocket would be hundreds of times more efficient than the best chemical rocket, but a continuous fusion engine hinges on achieving a net output from a fusion reactor. Something that several decades of research and a few billion dollars of research funding have so far failed to do. A more achievable way to use fusion power is to control detonation of a miniature fusion bomb to power a craft. A grain of sand of this fusion material would be the same energy content as 4 liters of rocket fuel. But a major problem with this research is that actually testing one would likely violate nuclear test ban treaties. But none of the above is sufficient, because in the best of cases, only 1% converts directly into a thrust. Antimatter is made of antiparticles, which have the same mass as particles of ordinary matter, but opposite charge and spin. Antimatter also has the highest energy density of any known substance, and if used as a fuel, it could provide by far the most efficient propulsion system, with up to 40% of the fuel's mass energy being converted directly into thrust, compared with 1% for fusion, the next most efficient. In 2006, NASA calculated that just 0.001ths of a gram of antimatter would be enough to send a ship to Mars in 45 days. The problem is generating enough fuel. Antimatter is created in particle accelerators. But if all the antimatter ever created to date were annihilated at once, it wouldn't be energetic enough to even boil a cup of tea. A Type 1 alien civilization may have found a way to produce enough antimatter, and that can open up many scenarios. Warp drive is a speculative idea proposed by theoretical physicist Miguel Alcubierre, and recently reconsidered by Elon Musk, by which a spacecraft could achieve apparent faster-than-light travel. Based on a solution of Einstein's field equations in general relativity, a spaceship would traverse distances by compressing space in front of it and expanding space behind it. Within regular space-time, objects cannot accelerate to the speed of light. Instead, the Alcubierre drive alters space around an item to allow it to reach its target faster than light would in normal space without violating any physical rules. Unfortunately, warp drive, like teleportation, is possible at the moment only at a nanoparticle level, which isn't going to get a starship to Mars in a matter of days. But a Type 1 alien civilization or above may have found a way to produce enough negative mass to make it possible. Wormholes are shortcuts through space-time. Einstein and Rosen discovered that a black hole surface might work as a bridge that connected to a second patch of space. They could enable a galaxy to be crossed in the blink of an eye. A sufficiently advanced civilization might be able to manipulate space-time itself to create wormholes. Intrinsically unstable, a wormhole would need something with repulsive gravity to hold open each mouth, and the energy equivalent to that emitted by an appreciable fraction of the stars in a galaxy. We know such things exist because it is speeding up the expansion of the universe in the guise of dark energy, though its gravity is too weak to prop open a wormhole. If some Type 3 civilization has created a network of wormholes, they would probably be non-physical entities. Non-physical entities either lack a body or possess a subtle body only, and are generally considered belonging to a supraphysical plane of existence. They may be deities of religions, or in esotericism, they may refer to devas, gods, spirits, and so on. In philosophy of mathematics, many people consider numbers, spaces, sets, and so forth to be existent and yet not physical. This absence of physicality together with presence of consciousness allows entities to travel at what we can define as speed of thought. In the everyday world, everything appears to have a definite position, speed, weight, and time of being there. Seemingly independent systems need to change their properties. When you interact with a quantum system, the respective wave functions become entangled, so that the original quantum system ceases to exist as an independent entity. When particles become entangled, they remain connected even when separated by vast distances. These particles can share a single fate and even be entangled through time. The so-called loophole-free Bell tests have been performed where the locations were sufficiently separated that communications at the speed of light would have taken longer. In one case, 10,000 times longer than the interval between the measurements. The communication occurs instantly. Quantum entanglement has been demonstrated experimentally with photons, neutrinos, electrons, molecules, and more. The relation between the entangled particles can be exploited by sufficiently advanced beings who can maintain consciousness even without a physical body. For example, a superior being who can travel across dimensions can present itself to our eyes in almost incomprehensible forms. When it moves on the edge of our dimension, it can take on indistinct, semi-transparent, or veiled shapes, unless it decides to drop into a definitive physical form to try that experience. The speed of light is the confinement wall of our dimension. Such beings can move at an infinitely greater speed than the speed of light. They can go from one part of the universe to another instantaneously. DNA itself could be an expression of a non-physical Type 3 civilization. Many Type 1 and 2 civilizations may have reached our solar system in the past and manipulated the DNA they found, laying down the foundation for who we are now. The DNA we take as standard, made of A, C, G, and T, is just one of the many viable solutions to the biological information transfer. A study by Zuni Yang and colleagues at the Foundation for Applied Molecular Evolution in Gainesville, Florida, showed that the genetic code is much more flexible and diverse than usually conceived in Darwin's theory, where all life on our planet derives from one common ancestor. Human evolution is different from any other. We could be the result of subsequent interventions, improvements, but also limitations implemented in our genome by advanced interstellar civilizations over time. Our evolutionary timeline shows too many sudden DNA leaps. Our lifespan itself may have been engineered. It is possible that at some point in time, beings similar to what we would call astrobiologists have also landed on Earth and carried out experiments. One of these interventions could be the one dating back to about 6,500 years ago, during the biblical creation of Adam and Eve. The genetically superior being could have made experiments giving parts of their DNA to human ancestors. and then over time, taking back part of it because the resulting beings were getting too close to their knowledge. Adam and his successors lived extremely long, up to the 969 years of Methuselah. But this is what we find in Genesis 6:3. Then the Lord said, "My spirit will not contend with humans forever, for they are mortal. Their days will be 120 years." The human brain enjoys being the intelligent genetic manipulator of life forms, but tends to refuse to be itself the manipulated product of a previously evolved intelligence. We ourselves could be an interstellar message of that intelligence. Scientists advanced enough to overcome their physical status, transfer consciousness, time travel, and also be interdimensional. Aliens who have realized that the greatest technological advancement is only partial without an equally spiritual one. In light or darkness. Please subscribe and click the bell icon so you never miss out on new content. For more thought-provoking programs, interviews, and documentaries, check out our website at fifthkind.tv.